danger. It's danger.
Everybody come to the Breakfast Club. I call this the hot seat.
You're wild. Can I live?
You are out of control. I can't even deal with you.
Y'all are so petty. Why are y'all so petty?
The world's most dangerous morning show. DJ Envy.
Captain of this bitch.
Angela Yee.
I stay in everybody's business, but in a good way.
Charlamagne the God.
The ruler of rubbing you the wrong way.
The Breakfast Club.
Ain't for everybody.
Good morning, Angela Yee.
Good morning, DJ Envy.
Charlamagne the God.
Peace to the planet, it's Friday!
Yes, it's Friday.
I feel like I earned this Friday. I didn't feel like I earned last Friday because, you know, we only had a four-day work week.
Right.
I earned this one, goddamn.
Hey, you and me both. I felt like, yeah, we worked our asses off and been working around the clock. And not only that, it's spring cleaning in the crib. So we've been trying to throw away and give away a lot of the stuff that we don't use. Old clothes, old sneakers, give it away. And some of the stuff that I have so much baby stuff in the crib because I got five kids, right? And instead of just, you know, getting rid of it, we put it in the basement like we're going to need it again. I got like five baby car seats.
I thought you were trying to work on another one.
Yeah, you've needed it four more times since the first one.
I don't need four car seats, though. I got four baby car seats, so I got to give that to the Goodwill.
You might have quadruplets.
No, I got so much baby clothes that I just got to give the Goodwill. There's people that actually need it. People's houses burnt down. People can't afford it. So I got all this stuff. Let me give it away and find somebody to give it to. So I've been doing that for the last couple of days, just packing things up and trying to figure a place to give it to somebody.
Well, the Grammys are on Sunday, so there's a lot of activities in New York City because the Grammys are, it's the first time in New York in like 15 years or something like that.
Right.
And I was reading that it's way over budget just because it's in New York, mm-hmm. as far as the
like
amount
everything
of money,
else.
Yeah, they've been spending. So I went to the Grammys gifting suite courtesy of Lash Ferry yesterday to do some, you know, journalism, some gifting.
You ain't do no journalism. You wanted some free stuff.
Nah, it was pretty fun. I had a good time. And then they have this thing called Alpha Priority. It's a new company. So they drive you around. They take you to the airport, walk you through security and all of that. So they actually let me use the Sprinter yesterday. I went to the Essence Women in Music luncheon yesterday, which is really nice. They honored June Ambrose, who is a celebrity stylist, but so much more if you follow June Ambrose. I love June Ambrose on Instagram. And Dia Sims, who's the president of Combs Enterprises. So they both got honored at the Essence Women in Music luncheon. Then I went to a Duce remix event, which Ninth Wonder was hosting.
Oh, you was out there.
I did a lot yesterday.
I see.
I'm losing my voice today. And then the Warner Music Party was yesterday. Cardi B performed.
Did you go?
At that, yeah, I was everywhere yesterday.
I was gonna go, but I was like, nah.
Did you see any dirt?
Then,
was anybody having sex in the corner at any of these parties?
You know what?
Any celebrity sightings? Any couples we might not know about?
It's not really like that. Everything is very like conservative.
Boring. Oh, sounds boring.
Is a better word. But no, it's not. It's nice. A lot of people out celebrating their Grammy nominations.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a nice celebratory week of activity. So I was out and about.
Well, speaking of Grammy nominations, Rhapsody will be joining us this morning.
Dropping
she's nominated
cool
for two Grammys.
North Carolina. I've been trying to tell y'all about Rhapsody for the longest. I told y'all how dope her album was, Layla's Wisdom, and now it's nominated for Best Rap Album of the Year at the Grammys. Not like we need the Grammys to validate the fact that the album is dope.
I did sleep until you told me. I did sleep. I'm not going to lie. I wasn't like, oh my gosh. But then when I heard it, I was like,
incredible.
She gets busy.
She's a very dope human being.
She gets busy. Migos' album dropped last night. Well, I should say this morning.
I was listening to it this morning, actually.
Did you know what? Six joints.
I heard three songs. My drive to work is so short that anytime somebody's new album comes out, I get to work in 15 minutes.
Oh, no.
That's all I
get
to
about
hear.
Six, seven
it's
songs.
About 37 records on this album. Okay,
y'all got to
stop.
Songs.
Please, stop with these long albums.
I heard about six, seven.
I'm saying, listen, some
it's
of the best
of
albums in the world are only nine songs. You think Illmatic, you think Michael Jackson Off the Wall. I don't need 37 records, man.
It's 24 songs.
Well, I don't need 24. It's a lot. It's a lot.
I couldn't fit it in during my pause, my way into... work.
Yeah, so I could do a culture three. You know what I'm saying? Give me 12 songs. Give me another 12 later on. You know what I mean? It's okay.
Well, maybe they felt like they had all this great music. They couldn't choose what songs were going to be on the album. So they said, you know what? We're going to give them a gift.
All right. All right. Well, let's get the show cracking. Front page news. What are we talking about?
Well, let's talk about the execution of an Alabama inmate. They have actually decided to halt that, and we'll tell you why.
All right, we'll get into all that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. We are The Breakfast Club. Let's get in some front page news. Now, let's start off with the NBA. Now, the All-Star Game, of course, is being done a little different this year. What they're actually doing is they picked the two highest voters, the people that get the highest votes, which was LeBron James and Stephon Curry, and they allow them to pick the players like park style. So LeBron gets the first pick, Curry gets the second pick, LeBron third pick, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
I was talking to somebody yesterday, and they said that Stephon Curry is Allen Iverson with two parents.
What?
I'm serious. Because they were talking about the All-Star thing. They was like, Stephon Curry is Allen Iverson with two parents.
I don't even know what that means.
I kind of get it.
AI's parents were both in his life? Is that? I don't understand.
No, he said Stephon Curry's, both of his parents were in his life.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So if Allen Iverson had that.
No, he said Stephon Curry is. Oh, yeah, he said Stephon Curry is Allen Iverson with two parents. Right. Yeah, that's what he said.
Oh, yep. Well, anyway, on LeBron's team, which I think is going to win. He picked Kevin Durant.
Tough.
Kyrie Irving.
Tough.
Anthony Davis.
Tough.
DeMarcus Cousins.
Tough.
He picked Porzingis.
Tough.
Russell Westbrook.
Tough.
He picked Kevin Love.
Yo, Kevin Love is tough, man.
Yeah, no, he definitely is. But I know the team was beefing. So I think that's a strong squad.
Who's on Steph Curry's team?
All right, on Curry's team, you have James Harden.
It seemed like LeBron got all the good players first.
All the good players.
They let LeBron pick first, and they didn't go back and forth?
They did. Steph got the Greek freak.
Okay.
He got...
Tough.
DeMar.
DeMar from Toronto?
Yeah.
Okay.
Uh-huh. He got James Harden.
Okay, tough.
He got Klay Thompson.
Tough.
Jimmy Butler.
Tough.
Damian Lillard.
Tough. I'm gonna be honest. Yeah, LeBron got
LeBron's
the best.
LeBron's going. LeBron's amazing.
I like some of those picks Steph Curry got, but yeah, it sounds like LeBron got all the firepower.
Absolutely.
All of it.
Now, where you want to go first? You in front page news?
Let's talk about the Supreme Court. They are halting the execution of an Alabama inmate, Vernon Madison, after attorneys argued that he's 67 years old, suffering from dementia, so he can't remember killing a police officer over 30 years ago. So they issued that stay on the same evening they were scheduled to give him the lethal injection in the prison. He was sentenced to death for the 1985 killing of Mobile police officer Julius Schultz. Schultz had responded to a call about a missing child made by Vernon Madison's then girlfriend, and they said that he crept up and shot Schultz in the back of the head as he sat in his police car. Now, according to Madison's attorneys, they're saying that strokes and dementia left him unable to remember the killing or understand the execution that was about to happen. So.
What a very morbid way to start a Friday.
Absolutely.
Jesus Christ. We were talking about the All-Star game and fun stuff. Jesus.
What else you got, Ye?
Hey, come on. Come on.
All right.
Don't leave us on that note, Ye.
I'm sorry. Donald Trump.
Oh, God.
Dismissed these reports that he had ordered the firing of special counsel Robert Mueller as fake news. He's supposed to take the stand. As you know, Mueller's supposed to be investigating Donald Trump, possibly obstruction of justice and campaign ties to the Russian election interference. Here is what Donald Trump had to say about taking the stand.
Are you going to talk to Mueller?
I'm looking forward to it, actually. I'd like to do it as soon as possible.
Good
luck, everybody.
President.
Subject to my lawyers and all of that, but I would love to do it.
Did you do it under oath, Mr. President?
Did Hillary do it under oath?
I have no idea, but I'm not asking.
I'll give you an idea. She didn't do it under oath. But I would do it under oath.
All right. Well, there you go. Is that good news or no?
No.
No. All right. Well, that's front page news. Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you're upset, you need to vent, hit us up right now. Or if you feel blessed and you want to spread some positivity, phone lines are wide open. And don't forget, Rhapsody will be joining us next hour. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. This is your time to get it off your chest, whether you're mad or blessed.
So you better have the same energy.
We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
Hello, who's this?
Heather.
Hey, Heather, get it off your chest.
Hey, I want to tell you why I'm mad this morning.
Why are you mad?
I don't understand. I want to know why when a man has a good woman and the man is at fault for something and you get into a fight, all of a sudden now the woman is a hoe.
That is very true.
The woman. Like, why can't the man just stand up? Now it goes both ways. But in my situation, why can't you just stand up for what you did wrong? Why do I have to turn out to be a hoe when I'm just a...
Now, why are he calling you a hoe now? Did you cheat or something? Did you do something that he know about?
No, I didn't do anything to him. It's just I'm a good woman to him. I do everything for him. And, you know, when you get caught in a lie or when you get caught in a lie or you see a text on his phone, and then they lie about it.
He got on the attack.
Well, right. Now I'm doing something. Now I'm a hoe.
You shouldn't have been going through my phone.
Well, listen, I'm going to just say this. A lot of times people try to throw the word hoe around like that's supposed to be the worst insult you can give to somebody when they can't think of anything else.
No, you
they
shouldn't have been going through my phone. That's all that was.
She's a hoe.
I know I'm wrong.
I was in the phone because I was in there sending a picture of my kids to my phone, which he told me I could see, and a text message came up while I was there.
Well, first of all, you and my side chick need to let me cheat in peace. I'm screaming on my side chick, too, for texting me while you was on my phone, even though she didn't know.
Well, clearly God wanted you to see that.
He did. But, hey, just take responsibility when you get caught in a lie. What's the problem?
You gonna call me a hoe because you got caught.
Let me tell you something, baby. Let me tell you something that you may not know. Can I tell you something?
Oh, God, yes, please.
Men are stupid. We are. We just dumb. It's okay. Forget. You just gotta be patient with our dumb ass. That's all.
Man, it goes both ways sometimes, but I appreciate it.
But men are definitely dumb, Mama. I'm sorry though. And try to enjoy the weekend anyway though.
You know it's Friday. It's all good.
All right, Mama.
I see that. I don't like that. It's Friday. It's all good. That means she's going to get some other penis.
What would Rihanna do?
I'm going to get this get back. God damn it.
All right. Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you're upset, you need to vent, hit us now. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. Let's go. This is your time to get it off your chest. Whether you're man or black.
Say it with your chest.
We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
So if you got something on your mind, let it out.
Hello, who's this?
Hi, good morning. This is Shakira.
Hey, Shakira, get it off your chest.
I'm calling because these old men out here are so disgusting.
Wow.
Like, this one guy, he was, like, old enough to be my dad. And I told him that. Next morning, he left a note on my car, and it was so creepy and disgusting.
What'd it say?
It was like, I'm a very successful businessman, and that old man could have been your blessing.
Wait. How old is he? How old is old?
He looked like he was like over 50 or something like that.
And how old are you?
I'm 25.
So are you missing your blessing, boo? By not being with this old man?
No, he turns out he was a landscaper at the hotel I was staying at.
That's a lot of money.
That's a lot of money.
So it's like, not just about that. She's not turned on.
I can hear the Charleston in your voice, the 843.
Yes.
You know
I'm
what I'm
from
saying?
From
Hugie. Oh, you're from Hugie? Salute to Hugie. My boy Wax got a chicken farm in Hugie.
Oh, yeah?
Yes. Listen. Are you missing your blessing, boo? How much money this man making a week with this landscaping business, man?
I didn't find that out. I thought it was... I think it's creepy when these old men try to talk to us young girls. That's all.
How old is he now?
He said like 50.
She said over 50.
50 ain't that old, man.
Well, how old is she? How old is she?
She said she's 25.
Well, come on. That's old enough to be her dad.
You don't really got to do much but flirt with him to get a free lawnmower every now and then.
Hey, if she's not into it.
Just like you, I knew you said it before, Sean. You said you mess with them old men, you get worms.
You get worms.
Goodbye, Mom. You ain't going to get no worms, man. Hello, who's this?
Hi.
Hey, get it off your chest.
I listen to the Breakfast Club every morning, and I love y'all. And I'm calling to tell y'all why I'm mad. I just recently found out my boyfriend was stealing money from me.
What?
How was he stealing money?
Oh, my God.
Like, out your purse?
This is so whack.
Yeah, like, no, like, taking my car. Like...
And what was he buying?
Let's just not say on the radio.
No, come tell on, us. Let's what say, was he buying?
If you tell me he was buying drugs with your credit card, I'm going to die.
No, he can't buy drugs. Was he buying a sex doll or some crazy sex toys?
No, sex doll. He's not a weirdo like that.
What was he buying?
He was not using it for legal stuff like the money. So
he was buying escorts?
No.
How do you buy illegal stuff with a legal credit card?
Yeah, how do you do that? Dumb. What was he buying? You got to tell us.
No, he was getting cash out, not like, you know.
Oh, okay. And then buying drugs. Is he using or selling?
Is it weed? A coke.
It's not coke. Oh my God.
So the question is, what are you gonna do now?
You're actually an accessory at this point.
Yeah, you are.
The obvious thing. I just had.
You gonna go snitch on him? You gonna go tell
on
him?
I'm not gonna go snitch on him.
You need to. You're an accessory.
No, we're just gonna, just not gonna deal with each other anymore.
What drugs? Was it heroin? What was it?
No, it was a heroin.
What was it?
It was the drug that's mostly legal in the United States.
Marijuana? Why are you acting so shifty about it?
Hey, write us a letter when you get your conspiracy charge, okay?
My goodness. Have a good morning, Mama.
You too, thanks.
All right. Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you're upset, you need to vent, you can hit this at any time. Now, Yee, we got rumors on the way?
Yes, imagine as a job you were forced to clean up your boss's semen and use condoms.
Whoa.
We'll tell you who had that problem and what she's saying now.
What if you're the assistant to a porn star? Then that would make total sense.
What if you're not?
All right. When we come back, rumors on the way is The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
EJ, Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Let's get to the rumors. Let's talk semen.
What?
It's time.
She's spilling the tea.
This is The Rumor Report with Angela Yee on The Breakfast Club.
Now, this sounds like the worst job ever. Harvey Weinstein used to make his personal assistant wipe down the furniture after he had sex and pick up used syringes because he had to inject his penis with a Viagra type of drug.
Inject his penis?
Excuse me.
What?
I've never heard that one ever in my life.
And
I've heard of a lot of different sexual enhancements, have used a lot of them, but I've never heard of that one.
It's called Caverject. Caverject?
Nah.
And it's shots for erectile dysfunction, so you put the shot directly into the penis. And
that was heroin.
Another task that Sandeep Rehal had to do was clean up the semen on the couch on a regular basis get rid of the used condoms and all of that. So, terrible situation that you would have to do something like that.
So technically, she was cleaning up the scene of some crime. So,
yeah.
Technically.
Yeah, I guess you could say that.
So, that is an 11-page lawsuit, which very sickening details about him rubbing his large belly against his assistant, groping her thighs and buttocks, and demanding that she actually write out emails for him while he was naked.
Well, did the article say what her pay was like? Her benefits? I'm just trying to figure out what made that person stick around so long, because that had to be a good paying job.
I have no idea.
I would love to know what the salary was for that.
All right, now, the Essence Music Festival, Janet Jackson is going to be performing.
Really?
So is Mary J. Blige. They've announced these headliners for the festival. You know, this all goes down in New Orleans, July 5th to the 8th.
I've been the last couple of years, and it's a lot of fun.
Yeah, I've been going for years, too. I love the Essence. And this one sounds like really, really great. Erykah Badu, Jill Scott, Snoop Dogg, The Roots, Miguel, Fantasia, Escape, Her, Daniel Caesar, Roe James, Division, 112, Kevin Ross, Marsha Ambrosius, and Teddy Riley's New Jack Swing Experience featuring Rex
now.
In Effect, Blackstreet, and Guy.
Don't do me like
that. Wow. I'll be there this year.
That's your uncle type of vibe right there, kids. That's your Uncle Charlotte type of vibe right there.
The New Jack Swing Experience.
You know I love me some New Jack Swing, okay?
No, that sounds like
God
a lot of fun.
Uptown Records. Erykah Badu, Marsha Ambrosius, Jill Scott. That's my type of vibe. Mary J. Blige.
Escape, Miguel, Fantasia, Division.
That's my type of vibe right there.
All right, now they're also, for the first time ever at the Essence Festival, are going to do a DJ-curated experience, and there's going to be sets by Idris Elba and MC Light and more.
When is that?
July 5th to the 8th in New Orleans.
It's always the 4th of, week, the, 4th of July
It's always
weekend.
The week that we're off
of work. I always head out there for that.
As well. Now, in addition, they're also going to do a podcast. The Reeds, Kid Fury, and Crystal are going to be hosting interactive music experiences.
Drop one of Clues Bombs for Kid Fury and Crystal. Favorite podcast. Crystal cuss me out every few months.
Yep.
We got offered to do a podcast to Casey Crew down there, I think, for this year,
so
too.
So why y'all ain't do it?
We probably will. Will. Setting it up, yeah. Because we'll be down there.
And State Farm is a big sponsor, and I did my State Farm podcast there, The Colorful Lives. So
that sounds like a bet. Whoever put that together for Essence this year did a great job.
It's dope every year.
And even bringing the Reed in, like, you're showing me that you're really in tune with what's going on in the culture.
Last year, they did No Limit, the whole Master P. They did Bell Biv DeVoe.
See, that's your uncle. That's all your uncle.
You never been to the Essence Festival?
Yes, but I was there. I went when I was in Houston. And when I was going, it was like real old.
Yeah, no, it's not like that
it's
anymore.
It's a nice variety of...
But maybe it makes more sense now because we old. So they're bringing people from
maybe
our generation.
Maybe that's what it is.
Nah, but they bring younger talent in there as well, too. So it's like...
I would say no younger talent just now. I heard my generation.
Well, no, Miguel's going to be there.
Miguel. Okay.
And Her and Daniel Caesar.
All right.
And Roe James and Division. So.
I think they had Remy last year.
I like
they had
a
couple
right.
of, they had a couple of...
And I got to tell you that Kendrick is going to be opening up the Grammy Awards with U2 and Dave Chappelle. So that should be exciting this Sunday. So congratulations to them. I know his performance is going to be incredible. I have no idea what's going to happen, but he's going to actually, we don't know if he's going to be doing stand-up material or a skit or what's going to happen, but we do know he's opening it up as well.
Mm.
All right, I'm Angela Yee, and that is your rumor report.
All right, now when we come back, we're going to kick it with Rhapsody. She's nominated for 2 Grammys this weekend, so we'll talk to her. We'll see how it feels and all that other good stuff.
I told you her album was amazing. Y'all ain't listening to your Uncle Charlotte.
We'll talk about that as well. So don't keep it locked. Don't move. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. We got a special guest in the building.
Oh, man, the Grammy nominated.
I'm back. Rhapsody. I'm new level. It's that new level back.
Hey, how are you feeling?
Man, I'm good. Like, I wake up every day like the sun is shining every day.
Word.
Birds chirping. Good.
I feel good because I've been telling everybody how dope Layla's Wisdom is, one of my top two favorite projects of 2017.
He's been screaming from the mountaintops.
Yo, Instagram posts and tweets, you and Joe. Like,
yelling.
I'm like, yo, that's
it's good music, though.
I appreciate it, man.
But for whatever reason, people didn't start recognizing that fact until you got nominated for a Grammy.
That's what happened. The same thing happened when I got on the Kendrick album. Mm-hmm. Like, people need validation sometimes. So, mm-hmm. You know, I got mad tweets. Like, I'm on Twitter and it's like, I can't believe I've been sleeping so long. It's, you know, I got to laugh at it. I'm like, come on, man. Like, you know what it is.
Were you surprised?
People don't want to be left out, but it's cool. Like, just for them to go back and listen. Mm-hmm. That's dope.
Were you surprised Sassy was nominated of all the songs on
Yeah,
the
I was surprised by that one.
By that one?
Yeah, me too. I'm not even going to front. I'm like, what?
But do you submit a song to be?
Yeah. Before the album came out, we had to pick which one we wanted to submit. I originally wanted to do Power.
Kendrick.
But it wasn't an official single, for whatever
reason. So it has
reason.
To be a single. Kind of rules
it has to be an
be
official, right.
Really?
So we thought Sassy, I didn't know how it was going to go, but it's like, all right, let's do Sassy.
That's interesting, because I was wondering, I was like, why not Power, Black and Ugly?
I was thinking the same thing.
Yeah, I guess it's because it got to be a single.
It has to be an official single.
Now, people always act like, oh, why are the Grammys important? They're not important. But you can see why it's important, because it actually brings a lot more attention to the artist, and it makes people go back and look at your whole catalog.
Right.
Because I'm sure now, after this happened, people have been going back, and you put out so much work over the past 10 years mm-hmm. that people might not have known about, but now it's like everybody's going back and revisiting.
Right, you know, the Grammys, that's as high as you can go as far as acknowledgement and music. So when you're on that level and then you have a big night, like Sunday is televised, everybody's watching. People have regular lives, too, I've learned. They always don't have time to go and discover music. Mm-hmm. Like, there's a million rappers that come out with a million new albums every day. So for them to skim through and it's like, this is the best of the best, like, it's really a good opportunity. So, you know, man, I'm excited.
Do you feel like Grammy validation is what you need? Or do you even care about it?
I'm not going to say it's not what I need, mm-hmm. but it feels good to be acknowledged at that height. You know, if I didn't get nominated, you know, it wouldn't be you just keep on going. And the people that you connect with. Even growing up, like, to be honest, I didn't really get into the Grammys until I got older. Like, I watched when Lauren won, mm-hmm. but I really didn't think of it as a thing until I probably went with Kendrick to Pimp. Because to me, growing up, the highest acknowledgement for me was NCAA, Soul Train Awards, BET Awards.
Yes.
I was on some really black shit. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I really wasn't as knowledgeable about the Grammys as I have been these last few years.
And that's what bothers me, though, because, you know, all last year when I'm saying Rhapsody's album is one of the best albums, people are like, Rhapsody? Really? Now it's like, yeah. Rhapsody!
They had no idea. They didn't know.
Why the white man got to wait and tell you something is good before you say it's good?
I would say it was the white man, but it's people like you informing people that I heard this new project.
I mean, Kendrick been new, and
thing,
I think...
You know?
Kendrick definitely knew.
Yeah, and I think even just being the only guest star on his album, you know, when he put it out, people were like, okay. It's just I guess it was a process, but, you know, I always say, like I say, success doesn't happen overnight, and you've been going at it for so long, because I remember Ninth Wonder always championing you back in the day.
And yeah, always fighting for me.
Always.
Fighting for me someday.
But how does this change your life now? Now, do you charge more? Because now you're Grammy nominated.
Yeah,
you add that to the name. That got to be a couple more coin now.
Yeah, you got to charge more for the shows and everything. You got to, you know.
When you do features, you be like, you know, I'm
business,
not,
baby.
I'm Grammy nominated.
That's one thing we laughed about when the day we got nominated. It was like, oh, that price going up. So, no, but you worked hard. You earned that.
Absolutely.
You earned that. Like, you know, I went a lot of days not eating and giving away free albums after free albums. So, you know, you get what you supposed to get.
Did you get a call from Jay like, yo, congrats?
I got an email. I ain't got that number yet. We ain't there yet.
What did the email say? Just congrats?
Yeah, congrats. This is what it's for. You know, keep going.
Did you hit him back like, yes, thank you, but I want to beat you? Because y'all in the same category, best rap
album
of the year.
We are. No, I ain't go that cocky yet. It's not time.
He said, yeah. I mean, it's on the way.
Did he ever hit it? Of course, he heard the album, but did he say anything about it?
It's funny. The very first time I sent it, it was probably like maybe a month before mm-hmm. it came out. I sent him an email, download link. And to this day, I didn't know if he listened or not. You know, I'm like, maybe he's busy, maybe he downloaded. That was like July. The email he congratulated me on the Grammys for was a reply from that email. So I'm like, at least he got the email.
So, yeah, he
listened to it, though. You know, when I saw him, you know, he told me how much he loved it. He was proud of what we were doing. So it was dope.
Dope.
What do you do now for new music? How do you set your sight to say, okay, I want to beat this project? Or do you even think that way?
I don't think that way. Mm-hmm. I did, but I think that's when you overthink it. Mm-hmm. And I think the best thing you could do is you know, just make honest music. You know, whatever your vibe is, whatever sound you're going for, you just got to keep them blinders on and focus on your lane. Be inspired. Don't get me wrong. Be inspired. But yeah, it's always a personal challenge for me.
Like, and what's your inspiration now?
I don't know. Just to continue making dope music like that touches people like it touched him. Like that's always been my inspiration. Like when I could talk to people and they're like, no, for real, outside of me liking you or you being my friend, like when I'm riding in the car with my friends and they playing the music, I'm just like, don't do that. Be like, no, but I really want to listen to this
now. Yeah, the vibe,
so yeah. I think that's always the inspiration for me. Yeah, and on a rapper thing, like when you put out something and other rappers hit you, mm-hmm. like that's just a personal thing for me. It's like, all right, you know.
Probably a lot of hitting of you behind the scenes, though. It's not a lot of public recognition of how dope Rhapsody is from her peers.
No, let me see. Kendrick will do it. Big Crit has always done it.
I seen Cardi do it. I seen Remy do it.
Yeah, Cardi.
And Remy.
I talked to Remy for the first time last night on DM.
Really?
Yeah, that was dope. Yeah. So, yeah, it's you know, that's not a rapper thing. It's so mm-hmm. competitive. It's like, I ain't going to let the people know. But, you know, when we see each other, you know.
Now, CNN's doing this big piece on women in hip-hop that they want to put out around the Grammys, talking about how important this year is for women. And in particular, Dina was talking about you because she absolutely loves Rhapsody. So throughout the interview, I guess that's kind of part of what inspired her to do this whole piece. And she was talking about Cardi B being nominated and Rhapsody being nominated and how it's great that we have this versatility amongst women mm-hmm. in hip-hop now, but also how important it is to not just be compared to other women but be on the same level as the men in general, because I think a lot of times we tend to say best female and mm-hmm. her against her, but really you're against
I'm competing with everybody. J2, I love him.
Rhapsody watching all them Negroes, I'm telling you.
Steel sharpens steel, that's how I've always approached it. You know, I want to compete with the best. That's how I get better. If I'm not, you know, trying to compete with the best, it's kind of like, what am I doing it for? Because I want to be known as one of the greatest ever. So in order to do that, you got to compete. It's Miyagi versus Danielson. You know,
yeah.
You got to, mm-hmm. Miyagi got to test you, see what you learn. But Billboard just put out an article, too, talking about me and Cardi and how we are polar opposites. And it's crazy a lot of time with females, it can only be one, and it feels like some people like, you know, I get it. I could put out a post about Cardi and in my comments, my fans would be like, oh, she's whatever. She's not supposed to be me. You know, there's room for us all. I wouldn't want to hear me 24 hours a day. You know, sometimes you want to go turn up. And if I'm turning up, I'm listening to Cardi B. Mm-hmm. You know, so I think there's a place for all music. You know, there's a time for it. We need variety. We need balance. So, you know.
They always act like it can only be one, though.
Right. No, like.
People always act like it's her against her. Who's going to be they don't do that to the men. They're not like they can only be
right,
one.
Right.
You can like a variety of men, but they act like for women.
Yeah. It's like, man, you the devil if you do this, or you Hotep if you this. Like, yo, stop it, bruh. You can like it all. There's room for it all.
All right, we got more with Rhapsody when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Good morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, we got Rhapsody in the building. She's nominated for 2 Grammys. We're proud of her. Charlamagne?
I just think you're one of the dopest rappers out here. I caught so much flack on the Dope Trash Year we did for Revolt.
Man, I saw.
Because I was just like, yo, Rhapsody should be mentioned with the Kendricks and the Coles and the Drake. I said, yo, actually, I think she's better than Cole.
That's how I felt.
And I don't know if it was a North Carolina comparison or what, but people were very upset at me for saying that one.
Hey, I don't know why they mad.
Why haven't y'all collaborated, you and Cole?
I'm not for sure, man. I reached out early in my career a couple of times. Mm-hmm. It just never happened. The last time I think I talked to him about collaborating, It might have been timing. He might have been having a baby at the time. Mm-hmm. I really can't remember, but it just didn't work out. So, you know, we are not as close as me and Kendrick are.
Gotcha.
But, you know, respect them the same.
It just makes so much sense. Both North Carolina, both lyricists, both Cole, on Rock Nation.
Cole don't do a lot of features anyway.
Yeah.
You know, so
he
I
doesn't
I just,
many.
No, so I just think that's a thing with him. He got it. If he does it, he has to really feel it. I know he really does it for his artists. So it's all good.
You don't take things personally. Some people do. Some people be like, oh, I asked you 6 years ago for this and you ain't do it. So
yeah, because I do that myself sometimes. it's not a curve so much, but people will hit me and I want to do it and I just get so backed up or it might not be a good look. You know, for whatever reason, that's just how it happens. And my team, they have to pull me back because I'm the type of person, like, if you ask me, I love rapping, I do it all.
Right.
It's like, yo, we gotta, you know, it's like, you know, when you come out with an exclusive shoe, if you oversaturate it.
Right.
It takes something away from it.
You that exclusive shoe.
Yeah, you guys got to be exclusivity to it.
Gotcha.
And make people want it more.
How did you react to the Grammy nomination? Where were you? Who told you?
I was in L.A., second day of tour. It was 5:30 in the morning. I'll never forget it. And I sleep light, so I heard my phone going off. And Ninth was the first text I saw. It said, congratulations, 2 times Grammy nominated. Because it's 5:30 there, but it's 8:39, mm-hmm. you know, where he's at. So I sat up, man. I just sat up, and I thought about it for a minute, you know. I was good. I took my first phone call from Law at Rock Nation. Mm-hmm. And he started talking that talk. And them tears started coming. I said, I'm not taking no more calls today because I think it hit me like I just saw my whole journey flash through my eyes. And I didn't see it coming, like, at all. Like, so.
Were you expecting it at all? Or was it even a thought? It wasn't even a thought.
I mean, we submitted. But, you know, I knew my record was, to me, at first, I was like, it's going to be a slow burn. I don't have a big single, you know. I don't have no big videos. I just have a dope album, mm-hmm. you know, some dope music. And the way I looked at the Grammys at that time, you know, I felt like a lot of the artists get nominated off popularity recognition.
Contest,
it's not always just about the music. You know somebody coming out like a Jay or Beyonce, automatically I'm thinking they're automatic bids for Grammys just because of who they are, you know. Let's say, like, the American Music Awards? Mm-hmm. Eminem won an award before the album came out.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, that don't even make sense to me. And that's Eminem. He's a legend. He's great, but...
You're talking about this year.
Yeah, like, the album's not out yet. Like, are we giving Lifetime Achievement Awards? Are we giving awards for music? And I think he even said it, like, I don't know how I won this. So it's like, let's make it about the music. Let's make the playing field even. And once it's even, boy... I think it only helps the culture. Like, if someone like me can compete at the level with a Kendrick and a Jay, that makes everybody like, yo, it's not just about my name. Now I got to really go in and make something dope. So across the board. So that's what I'm excited about.
That's why I think you're going to win, because somebody actually listened. Mm-hmm. Like, somebody had to actually listen to this album and be like, yo, this should be nominated in the best rap album category.
It's crazy, man.
Do you think region is one of the reasons it took you so long to get to where you are?
Yeah. I'd say that has something to do with it. People aren't looking at people from North Carolina that have a lot of talent, like, you know, like a L.A. or a New York. It's just different. Like, I didn't grow up walking out and seeing people doing videos, and I don't know how to move in the industry. Like, it's just something we all had to figure out on our own. So I think it had a play in it. I remember one time, like, somebody was like, what a rapper from North Carolina got to talk about? Cause they put hip-hop in this box where... It's all about the struggle. You got to grow up in the hood in Brooklyn or in L.A. and Compton, you know, ducking bullets to make hip-hop.
Have you seen rural America?
My brother, like, get out that box you in. It's crazy. We talk about, like, you got some people that ain't never been to another borough.
Right.
Like, that is crazy to me. I went to New Orleans with the homie Don Flamingo on tour, and he was telling me where he grew up. He's like, we were crossing a bridge. Like, it was maybe, like, 4 miles. He's like, a lot of people ain't even been over this bridge. I was like, how? Like, you can see it. It's right here. So it just tells you a fishbowl that a lot of people are in. So, you know.
I heard you and Remy might be getting in the studio soon.
Yeah, she hit me last night. We talked about that. I told her I wanted to come hear the album, too. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I'm excited.
She gonna jump on the album, or y'all gonna do something new? Or?
I have no idea. But I told her, like, however I can support, just hit me. Because we all want to see each other win. And you know, we can do way more together than we can do apart. So
I was gonna say, I was re-listening to the album and I realized you referenced Jay Electronica.
Oh, yeah.
Like, yeah, when Jay gave her the chain.
Gave it a chain.
You gave it back.
Why did you give it back though? You felt like you didn't deserve it, or he was?
She not 5%.
That's why I gave it. I got flagged for that too.
Yeah,
I knew what the chain was.
Explain the story because some people don't.
Okay, so we were in Miami for Dilla weekend, and I'm on stage, and Jay comes on stage, and he makes an announcement. One of the best female rappers of all time, whatever. He puts a rock. This is before I signed. He puts a Rock Nation hat on me, and he takes his chain off. And puts it around my neck. It was like my chaining day.
See, my dumb ass thought it was a Rock Nation chain. I don't know why. I'm just realizing it was a 5% chain.
It was Jay's chain.
Okay.
It was the seven.
Yeah.
So I knew whose chain it was, and he got past him, but I knew what it meant. So in that moment, I'm like, ooh, I'm not supposed to be wearing this. But out of respect for Jay and what he just did, I'm going to finish my song. And when I get off stage, I'm going to get his back. And two, I figured he was drunk. He didn't mean to really do that.
Jay's like, definitely drunk.
I've been there for those.
Yeah. Jay on one. He in the moment. He don't really want to give me. He going to wake up and be like, where my chain?
So, no, he probably would have been okay with it, though.
No, but no.
It kind of was a foreshadowing, though, in a way, because then you end up.
Crazy.
Yeah, tell somebody ask you what today's mathematics. And
that's what
like,
I'm saying, no. I only think I got to the bottom step. I was like, here you chain, man.
What
did
you try to give it back, though?
Man, his manager took it.
Oh, okay.
He was like, I got it. Like, thank you. I got it. I was like, no problem. It was crazy. Like, we got some calls about that. Like, yo, what's she doing wearing a chain? I'm just like, wow, y'all really wilding right now. But when it was crazy, it was women calling about it.
Mm-hmm.
But all the men, you know, that know the mathematics, they was like, oh, you good.
Right.
I thought that was so trippy. I was like, wow, like, the dudes, they got my back, but the women coming for my neck.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like, it ain't even that deep. You know, I gave it back.
I saw some women get mad at you because you said you have more male fans than female fans.
Yeah. It was mind-blowing to me. A fan hit me. A guy and a girl were having a debate. And so I saw it, and I'm just like, I'm not going to leave my brother out there hanging. I'm just like, no, he's right. Like, 70-80% of my fan base is men, you know, because I think it was about black women supporting me or whatever. I'm just like, you know, it ain't no knock. That's just a fact.
Right.
That's what it is. You can get those
numbers based off of streaming and
like,
you can tell.
Real analytics.
Right. It's
even
real.
The documentary I just put out on Tidal, Where Flowers Bloom, I got the analytics back for that. 83% of the viewers were men.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and it just made me think, and I talk about it all the time, like, there's a false narrative. Men get a bad rap when it comes to women in hip-hop, you know? And I that's not my story. Like, you know, men don't... I'm fully clothed. Like, a lot of my shows ain't nothing but men there, just for me. So it's just like, men aren't really the problem all the time with sexualization in hip-hop of women. And sometimes it's women supporting that. And that's cool, if that's what you like. But, you know, I just had to... I can't let the men always get beat up for that. Because I just think it's a false narrative and it's not a full truth.
All right, we got more with Rhapsody when we come back.
That was Sassy. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, that joint was nominated for a Grammy. Rhapsody is here. Now, Charlamagne?
I hear some women artists even feel like, oh, I got to be sexy. You can't get in the game unless you're pretty. I got to do that. I'm like, that's not the case all the time. Like,
no, not at all.
Like talent at the end of the day.
Men and women are like, just they like dope music sometimes too. So
you've never had an executive try to tell you, oh, well, you know, you should do this? Or
earlier on, like before I got with Ninth, I had a manager that I was trying to get to work with me, and I walked in. I can't remember. I might have told a story, but I was in my Foot Action clothes, like khakis, black, you know, shirt. And before he even said, hey, how you doing? How was your day? He looked me up and down. He was like, oh, we could do something with you. Put you in a skirt, heels. And
whoa.
Yikes.
I'm out, holla, like off gate. So I've had that experience, but I've been protected a lot with Ninth and Guru. So
why were you dressed like you was at Foot Action? Because you was coming from work?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, no, this is
because you were
straight.
I was coming from Foot Action.
You know.
Now, I saw you tell Billboard that Sassy was inspired by Maya Angelou's Still I Rise.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the hook. That's one of my favorite poems of hers. Like, it's that line, the diamonds, I walk like I got oil wells in my thighs. And that's part, I was like, yo, that's so ill. I'm about to freak that. So, yeah, man. I came, before I was a rhymer, I did poetry.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I did spoken word. I watched Def Poetry Jam. Like, I love watching Mos Def. So that was kind of my thing. So I used to go to Barnes & Noble and just pick up books. I took a poetry class in college. You know, so it just, yeah, Maya Angelou is a big inspiration on a writing tip.
You got a line on Black and Ugly, and I think it's one of the most creative ways to say you got rid of your demons. You say, confidence of a porn star, the day I cut the horns off, took all my demons, threw them downhill in a buggy, then I stood on top of the hill and did the Millie rocking Dougie screaming, only God can judge me. What did those bars symbolize?
Man,
I just see you Millie rock over there. I ain't rapping.
I don't even know. I'm trying to tell you, man. Man. Those are some of my favorite bars. Like that's some real personal, just struggles, man. With image, mm-hmm. you know, and how much that affected me. And it just wasn't so much the music part of it and the industry, you know, like I say, like you gotta be a certain size. You gotta be a certain complexion. Your titties gotta be a D cup or something. I got this little bitty B cup, you know. The other day, somebody was like, they told me, I was like, yo, I'm a guy. And I told my homeboy, like, yo, check out Rhapsody. And his reply was, what she looked like? And I was like, what the f***? I'm just like, you know, that was a real struggle for me. Mm-hmm. But two, like, I grew up small town, population 2000.
Snow Hill.
Yeah, homecoming, mm-hmm. prom queen, popular. Never let it got to my head, but, you know, then I went to Raleigh, which is bigger. Mm-hmm. And it's just like, you're not the popular kid no more. And it didn't affect me, but it's just like, yo, there are a lot of beautiful women out here. Like, you ain't the only one. Then I got diagnosed with Graves' disease. So my eyes bulged, and I just had self-confidence issues. Mm-hmm. I looked at myself in a really negative way. I didn't like any pictures, you know. My confidence on my looks, it went down, and the music industry did not help it any. But it was just one day, you know, I just had a 360, and I can't remember exactly what moment that was, mm-hmm. but it's just like, yo, get out of that funk you in. Like, you know, this isn't just beautiful, this little Barbie box that they put you in, or they put us all in. Mm-hmm. And that was just me taking all those negative thoughts and throwing them down the hill. It's just like, you gotta let go of those demons.
And that line is interesting, because you say you gotta cut your horns off, but actually to me, it's demons making you feel that way, not necessarily that you got a demon yourself.
It is. It's that too, and I think too, just looking in the mirror and being a demon to yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Like, dang, I don't like this about myself. I don't like this. Like, you know, take that part of you off. But yeah, it's more so everybody else, but we as people have to figure out, like, how we let that affect us.
So when you win.
I like how you
gotta put that
win
in the air. And you walk up on that stage, do you know what you're gonna say already?
I told him last night I'm a crip walk across that whole thing. Write my name on that whole
You're a crip?
Nah, I ain't crip.
Oh, okay. But I understand you don't want to pretend to be part of the gods in the earth, so.
You know, we don't do that shit in North Carolina, that crip blood, that shit fake as hell. I'm like, y'all ain't no real ass crip and blood.
You in New York, you better really rock up there, at least.
I'm going to stop if I go back home. Y'all real, y'all got it.
Only who you rep is Duke.
Duke, to the core, man.
So what are you going to say up there? Do you know?
No, I don't know. I've tried to, like, if it happens, I've tried to come in my head like, yo, what's the big inspirational line you gonna say when they gonna play it back on Instagram, you know? like, yeah, I gotta have my Oprah moment where they put it in words too. It's like, I like these. I've been trying to kind of like think about it, but I'm the type of person, I just like to wing it, like have it come out. The thing though, and I'm just like, if it happens this year, any other year, it's like, man, do you name people or do you not? Because if you start naming people,
you gotta keep, you know what I'm saying?
So that's the struggle for me, because I like to think everybody. Like,
name your grandmother.
I got to name everybody.
Yeah, I don't even know if the thinking matters anymore. I think I'd rather hear the inspirational speech. I'm with the Instagram
clip.
See,
that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I got to give them the Oprah thing.
Yeah.
All right. See, that's what I was thinking.
Now that's more pressure, because now you got to memorize that.
Yeah.
As you're getting fitted.
You can bring your little notes up.
I can't do it with paper, you know. I got
Do you feel like you're changing the narrative of what, a woman can look like in this industry?
Yeah, I think so. I think I'm helping.
Right.
I'm just one example, without a doubt.
But even Lauryn Hill or Missy Elliott, you know, everybody didn't have to be.
No, they didn't, I think what's different is they're a different generation. Mm-hmm. I think this generation now, they didn't get that.
Right.
They don't even get variety on a mainstream level if they looking at the TV, you know. And even sometimes, you know, the internet. So to be able to be somebody where some people can look and see themselves in, you know, I get a lot of time like, yo, you like the home girl, like the girl next door, and I'm happy I can see somebody that could be normal. Like, you don't have to be perfect all the time. You don't have to
your makeup to the tour, though I got my joint done today. Like, you know, you don't have to have the waist trainers on. Like, just be yourself. And I think that makes people feel at ease. Like, that life ain't perfect. Ain't nobody perfect. I was telling you, rappers' breath stink, too. Some people get that ass and shit.
Like, they need dental work, too.
Dental work, too. You know what I'm saying? Like, no gum today. You missed it. So, missed it. Yeah, we just regular at the end of the day. You know, so that's just important for me, especially for the young girls.
Right.
I just think it needs to be balanced. Like, you don't have to be this all the time. Mm-hmm. You know, be yourself.
Gotcha.
That's why I thought that Billboard article was so dope, because just the picture of Cardi, then the picture of you. It just, that's just balance right there.
Man, I was like, wow, that's a dope article. You know, and it's love too. So that's what it's about.
We wish you the best of luck. We're going to be looking for you on this weekend, and hopefully you come with a Grammy.
Thank you.
Yeah, I think you're going to get it, man, because like I said, I really feel like they listened to the album. So if you actually listened to Layla's Wisdom, you would say that's the best rap album of the year. Let Kendrick and Jay fight over best album of the year all together. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Let you get best rap album of the year.
Oh, thank you.
And if your album wins, Kendrick gets one, don't he? Isn't that how it works?
No.
Oh.
And that's like.
So you get album, even if you get album, he doesn't get one for being on album?
When he won for rap album in 2015, I thought I was a Grammy Award winning artist. And they sent me a letter. It's so embarrassing.
You get to frame the
letter. You know, you get all these blogs, raps, he's finally a Grammy Award winner, and then they got to retract that shit. It's like, Grammy's hitting. Actually, she's not. You know, I had Hip Hop DX. They were the ones, they're like, yo, we got contacted from the Grammys. So you have to, at that time, you have to be, contribute to, I want to say 50% of that, no, 33% of the album at that time to win. And even at that time, for album of the year, though, if he had won for album of the year, everybody gets one.
Gotcha.
But this year they changed it. So if he wins for album of the year, Ninth won't get one, because he would have had to contribute to 33% of the album.
Wow.
Well, Charlamagne thought he was getting one. When Drake shouted him out, Charlamagne was looking for
him. Well, Drake told me he was going to give me one, okay, if he had one.
Well, he didn't.
Well, so what? I'm still in the song forever, all right?
Hey, Drake's in the Grammy over, baby.
Well, there you have it. It's Rhapsody. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast
Morning.
Club. Hope you're enjoying this Friday. Now, let's get to the rumors. What are we talking about in the rumors? Where you want to start?
We're talking about Nelly's girlfriend, Chantel Jackson, defending him.
Let's go.
Listen up.
It's just in.
All the gossip. The rumor report.
Gossip.
With Angela Yee.
It's the rumor report.
The Breakfast Club.
Well, there's claims against Nelly by one woman, Monique Green, who says that he raped her on a tour bus in Washington. And now there's two new women who are saying they went through a situation with Nelly as well, an assault situation. Now, Chantel Jackson, who is his longtime girlfriend, is defending him. She put out a statement. Look, I know he effed up, and we're dealing with that in our relationship to rebuild it and find trust. Having to go through all of this publicly is the worst feeling ever, but this should not open the door for false claims. Those dates these Jane Does are claiming, I was at those venues, in the dressing rooms, and on that tour bus. There are women dealing with real issues of sexual assault, and for the first time, people are listening, and there's a chance for real change. But all of this work is discredited and makes things harder for the survivors when people lie.
There's nothing wrong with that. You can't get mad at Chantel Jackson for expressing what she believes, right?
Right, so Kamora Lee Simmons, in the meantime, had this to say about Russell Simmons. She said, I add my voice to the chorus of those speaking out against harassment and violence in all its forms. I've known Russell for over 25 years. We were close friends, married, divorced, and have remained friends, co-parents, and partners throughout it all. These allegations against him are nothing like the person I've known in all that time. I've known him to be a caring and supportive father and someone who has worked tirelessly to uplift disenfranchised communities. She said this is a pivotal moment in which men are being held accountable for their abuses of power and denigrating behavior towards women in all spheres. As a mother of two daughters, I believe no one should ever be shamed or portrayed as an unreliable witness to their own experience for speaking up, nor should anyone be condemned legally without due process and a fair trial.
Well, since social media has already tried both Russell and Nelly in the court of public opinion, how are they reacting to those two character witnesses from those young ladies?
How is social media reacting?
Yes.
Well, this just happened, so okay. I guess we'll see what people have to say to respond.
I don't know why people act like it's not two sides, three sides to every story, actually. It's your side, it's my side, and then it's the truth.
Right.
So those young ladies have picked a side. They believe they're guys. What's wrong with that?
All right, now let's discuss Toni Braxton. She was on with Angie Martinez, and she discussed a variety of things. First, she talked about Vince and Tamar and how she believes they will get back together.
I think Tamar and Vince are just going through a Hate You, Jody phase. Remember the movie Baby Boy? I Hate You, Jody.
Right, of course.
You know, that's just their phase. And I think those two are going to get back together if
you
they're not
do?
Already. Absolutely. They love each other.
Really?
Absolutely.
Isn't there it's a baby? And right?
I don't know if that's true or not. I've been asking. I've heard rumors. I've asked Tamar. I don't know if it's true.
You're out of the loop like everybody.
That's a good example, but a bad example because didn't Tamar's mom kind of like implied that Vince was putting Vince hands on her.
Yeah.
Jody did put hands on a vet in that movie.
But she answered that on the interview, too. She was like, Mama sometimes just be going too far. She don't even know what she be talking about. She just be defending her daughter. She answered that in that interview as well.
Mm-hmm. And she also talks about Birdman, because a lot of people thought that Toni Braxton's married already to Birdman. Here's what she said.
You're claiming each other, right? Because you're on carpets together. Well, you're in a relationship.
Tamar just told the world that we're married and we elope.
Boom. She calls him your brother-in-law.
She does. She calls him Bill.
Is it because you're married and he's her brother-in-law?
We are not married. Okay. I promise you. If I was married, I would. Well, maybe I wouldn't be so explosive about it, but I wouldn't deny it.
But we would know.
I wouldn't say I'm not married if someone asked me.
Right, right, right.
I'm not married.
Well, congratulations to them.
All right. In addition, she talks about being friends with Birdman before they actually sealed the deal.
You know, me and him have been friends for 16 years.
I know, you had a song like 15 years ago,
yeah,
too,
right?
Yeah,
we've been like besties for a long time.
People always say that. But
this is real. Like, no cross the line.
Besties, like you always kept in touch and you always talked.
We would keep in touch. He would come see me when I had my plays, when I had my baby shower, he would come. Like, we were really friends.
But baby
I was
shower,
pregnant,
like
married.
Wow.
You know, he'd say, T, what you doing? Okay, me and my boys going to stop past there for a few, you hear me?
That's a good thing to hear about Birdman because it kind of humanizes him a little bit, right?
Not only that, and she said how sick she was, and she was on tour, and she was extremely sick, and she said Birdman went out with her on tour before they were dating, before they were together, just friends, just to support her and make sure she was all right.
Well, why y'all ain't play that clip? I don't want to hear you say it.
I told him to grab that clip. That's the only clip they put in.
Well, it's good though because it humanizes Birdman. Cause you never seen Birdman show affection to anybody except for Wayne,
right?
I mean, he's very affectionate with his children.
I mean, come on, that's a given. Stop it.
That's human.
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, I'm Angela Yee, and that is your rumor report.
All right, thank you, Miss Yee. Charlamagne!
Yes.
Who you throwing that down, Katu?
This is a very teachable moment, man. It's the weekend, and it's Grammy weekend, and I know that your significant other might be running these streets in New York. And then, you know, next month is like All-Star weekend and CIAA
Super Bowl,
weekend.
CIAA, yeah.
Super Bowl, so your significant other may be traveling those weekends without you. This is a good teachable moment about jealousy in relationships. Okay?
All right.
Just pay attention for after the hour.
All right, we'll get into that next. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
It's time for Donkey of the Day.
Donkeys of the Day, ask Charlamagne.
I'm a Democrat, so being Donkey of the Day is a little bit of a mixed up.
So like a donkey?
Yee-haw.
Okay.
Donkey of the Day.
The Breakfast Club, bitches.
Now, I've been called a lot in my 23 years, but Donkey of the Day is a new one.
Yes, Donkey of the Day for Friday, January 26th goes to a 42-year-old man named Mohamed. Now, there's nothing on this planet worse than a jealous, insecure mate. If you are a jealous, insecure person, when it comes to your significant other, you will never, ever have a healthy relationship. It just won't work. If you're calling me, FaceTiming me, texting me every 5 minutes just to keep tabs on me, it won't work. If I say I'm going out and you don't want me to and you want to know who I'm with and what I'm doing at all times, it's not going to work. Some of y'all listening to my voice saying, I'm in that kind of relationship right now. You was at the gym yesterday on the treadmill. He called you. You answered the phone breathing hard. And he said, why you breathing so hard? I hear men in the background. You replied, I'm at the gym. And he said, hold up. I'm going to hang up in FaceTime. And your dumb ass answered the FaceTime to prove you was really at the gym. Then he want to know who all the dudes in the gym are. And he like, what you mean you don't know? So you work out at the gym? Well, you don't know who the dudes that go there are? Just a whole bunch of nothing. Okay, simply because this dude is jealous and insecure. It's Grammy weekend in New York. Some of y'all just floating around the city enjoying the festivities, but your boo not with you. Do you think your jealous ass, you know, significant other really wants you to have a good time this weekend? He up right now plotting on how to ruin your weekend. You'll see tonight when he looks at the clock and hears that voice that says, it's midnight on a Friday. Do you know where your boo is? At the Culture 2 album release party in New York City, Grammy weekend. Oh, Lord. Your phone starts ringing back to back. You start getting a million texts simply because your boo is jealous. Now, the only thing worse than a jealous boyfriend is a petty jealous boyfriend. And that's exactly what Mo Ahmed, today's Donkey of the Day, is. A petty, jealous, emotional boyfriend. Now,
According to the New York Daily News, Mohamed was jealous that his partner was enjoying a night out at a British pub. Now, I feel him a little bit because the couple has been struggling financially, and he was frustrated his girlfriend was spending the evening out while he worked two jobs to make ends meet. I can understand that a little bit. Okay, I can see what a frustration is. All right, number one reason couples get divorced is finances, right, Ye?
Yep, that's correct.
So if we're struggling in that department and I'm at work busting my ass and you in a pub getting drunk, having a good time, I can see why he could feel away, but damn, can she not relax? Can she not have some me time? Can she try to relieve her stress? Now, the probation report reads the couple ran a gift shop, but it only took in about 20 pounds a day. The probation report reads Mohamed felt annoyed she was spending money while he was having to work away to pay the bills. When he learned she was going to the pub, he was angry and frustrated and wanted to ruin her night. Well, how did Mohamed ruin her night? By making an emotional decision. And I tell you all the time, never move off emotion, move off strategy. I'm sure he could have found a strategic way to ruin her night, but he didn't. He decided to pick up his cell phone, call the pub, and make a bomb threat. He called the pub and said, "There's a bomb, there's a bomb, there's a bomb about to explode." More than 100 people were evacuated from the pub, and guests were also asked to leave the establishment's 29 hotel rooms. Now, poor Ahmed was sentenced to 6 months in prison, suspended for a year, was ordered to pay the pub £840, and is required to perform 120 hours of community service. Now, if he thought he was stressing about his partner when he was free, that 6 months in prison might cause him to die of an anxiety attack. You know your partner gonna be sleeping and having a whole lot of fun while you locked away for 6 months, right? Once you go to jail, you relinquish all rights to your partner's sexual desires because you aren't there to satisfy him. Your partner has a whole 6 months to do what they want, and God forbid they realize life is so much better without you. Less stress, less drama. Oh, yes, Mohamed. While you in prison, your partner will be experiencing more head and less headaches. And there's nothing you can do about it. Okay? In fact, it's your fault because you made a poor choice. Listen, this is a teachable moment because a little jealousy is healthy in a relationship. Okay, it's always good to know that someone is afraid to lose you, but love shouldn't be about jealousy or anything like that. It should be about commitment and being able to trust that person. If you can't have that from the get-go, there is a problem. And if those wise words don't move you, then understand this. Whether it's Grammy weekend, CIAA weekend, All-Star weekend, the Super Bowl, all the events coming up that your significant other may or may not attend without you, just know that if they want to sleep with somebody else, if they want to let somebody else smash, if they want to smash somebody else, there is nothing, nothing you can do about it, okay? I don't care how many times you call, text, stress him or her out. He or she may answer the phone on top of somebody else. So it don't matter, okay? But I would much rather deal with that as a free human being than do something to get locked up like Mo did. Please give Mo Ahmed the biggest hee-haw, please.
Now, how old were they?
The guy was 42. I don't know how old.
Okay, all right, yeah, 42, a little too old.
A little too old to be stressing over that.
I'm not gonna lie.
Here he go. He light skinned though. Everybody keep that in mind.
When I was in my upper teens, that's like 19.
1976.
In 2021.
Okay.
I might have did something like that. I'm like, I think I have done something like this. Me and the wife got into an argument. My wife now got
you
into an
it
argument.
A bomb threat?
And she went to the club. I might have said there was a fire and the fire department call and shut that club down. You want to party with me? Nobody parties. I might have did
Isn't
that once or twice.
Well, we understand that you're a waffle-colored Negro.
I might have did that before.
We get it. We expect that from you.
Allegedly, I might have did that. And it might have worked because nobody partied. Party over.
We expect that from the beige of the world.
Party over. All right. Well, thank you for that donkey today.
Yes.
All right, now let's talk cuckolding. Did I say that right?
What the hell is that?
Yes, cuckolding.
Now, what is cuckolding?
Is that a cup holder for your cock?
No, it's cuck.
Oh, cuck.
Cuckolding.
Oh.
Okay. And basically,
why are you so childish over there? Go ahead, Yee.
Basically,
I'm just dumb.
That's when men get pleasure out of seeing their wife or significant other have sex with another man.
Oh,
so
when I
watch.
You know what? When I was in let me see.
Oh, what did you do?
This was like 07, 08 maybe.
Oh,
when
talk
I was in
about it.
I was in Jamaica at Hedonism.
And Hedonism.
I don't even know if it's still open,
yeah,
but
still
it was
open.
Like this resort where everybody used to walk around naked and all kind of stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And them freaky white people in that resort was definitely asking us to come watch them sleep with each other. They was offering us money and everything.
If you watch the show Gigolo, one of the gigolos, Nick Hawk, he was up here. He actually had to do that one time too. He got paid for a couple. The man wanted to watch his wife have sex with him.
No, they was offering bread. They was like, "Yo, if you sleep with my wife." You know what I'm saying?
Yo, like, that's something else. Sleep with your wife.
Wait, yeah, that's what it is.
They
that's
wanted
what it is.
Me. Wow. They was asking me to sleep with their wife.
While
and
they
wanted to watch.
Yeah, they watch.
You and your wife went to hedonism?
Nah, I didn't go with my wife.
So who were
it was a radio station trip. It's like okay, working right. Wendy and BLS.
You know what? Let's. I don't want to get my man in trouble. Let's just keep it
Oh,
moving.
She know all about that.
Oh, okay. Anyway, 800.
I was a wild boy back then.
585-1051. What's the question?
That's
what
I was with the young man. I told you to story about the tampon.
Then
and
stop
I took
it.
The tampon out, threw it in the water, and thought it was a stingray later on. What? Hey, I don't listen, man. I ain't got no secret.
But some people are saying this can be very positive for some couples, according to a study on CNN.
Letting somebody else bang your wife or letting somebody else bang
while
your man?
While you watch.
No, that's nothing. No. So what are we talking about? 800-585-1051. Would you watch your significant other have sex with someone else?
I'm not even playing this.
Does that turn you on?
Hell no. Hell no. And that's cheating. Well, 800-585-1051.
So you're telling me if Maxwell...
Nope.
What? You would have watched Maxwell and Gia? You're lying.
Role play when you could just let Maxwell do the business?
No, it's this.
Gentlemen, you wouldn't let Morris Chestnut and your wife while you watch?
No.
Why? I look like Morris. I mean, why she need to do
You don't
this?
Look nothing like Morris, first of all. Nothing.
You don't look like Morris.
Nothing like Morris.
Morris
not,
look like me.
Not even close.
Ooh.
800-585-1051.
Tough room, boy.
Call us up right now. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
That was Mo Money, Mo Problems. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. It's Friday, so you know what that means.
It's Freaky Friday.
And today's Freaky Friday question is, we're talking cuckolding. Would you watch a significant other have sex with somebody else?
According to a study at CNN, they're saying that this could be positive for some couples. And it's a very popular thing. As a matter of fact, we discussed this on Lip Service with Bobby Lights. You know him from Love and Hip Hop Miami. And here's what he had to say. What about a threesome? Has that girl ever been like, yo, me and my man?
Plenty of times. I've been offered money to sleep with wife couple. And her husband. Yes. Plenty of times.
That's one of my porn categories. It'll be like wife and husband
yo,
gets
I'm
gangbanged by big black.
So what's positive about this? Like, I don't understand. What does CNN say was positive about
I guess
about
what's positive is the fact that it's your wife wants to sleep with somebody else and you're allowing her to, basically.
No, I think it's more than that because
well,
you
well, because,
want,
so,
her,
according to CNN, they said part of what makes it arousing for heterosexual men, because they said it's similarities between the way gay and straight men view cuckolding, is that they tend to view it as a taboo act. So it's in society or culture that everybody talks about monogamy. It's a fantasy that is available for people to conceptualize their sexual fantasies.
Sounds like supervised cheating to me. And I'm going to tell you something, man. Why don't you just buy a robot? When are they going to make the male robots for the women? And then you can just have the male robot, and then you don't got to worry about stuff like cock holding.
Well, I don't think the robot
can
And
they said it's also an emotional thing. Seeing your partner with someone else adds to you being turned on. But for some guys, they like it because it's an element of humiliation, degradation, or denial. So some guys like that. You know how some people like kind of a...
No, I don't.
Humiliated.
That's kind of like people who like sugar and salt at the same time. That's like a bittersweet taste, right?
Whatever it tastes like,
when
I don't
put
know.
You take a shot of tequila, but then you put the salt in your hand and lick it. That's what that feels like to me.
Oh.
Okay, I'm cool on that.
Yeah,
I told you I was in Jamaica at Hedonism, and when I was there, the people there, so a lot of people there was like, yo, you know, I pay you to watch the sleep with my wife and let me watch. I'm like, nah, I'm cool on that, bro.
How much?
It was a good offer. It was like $3,000, $4,000 at the time. It was a good offer.
How
it was like 2007.
Look? How the wife look, though?
One of them chicks was bad. Matter of fact, I was on the balcony, right, and this chick was walking by, and I remember hollering at her like, and I'm like, yo, what's up? Come in. She was like, hold up, let me go get my husband. I'm like, nah, we good. We cool.
That wasn't an offer.
Shit. It was an offer. At that resort, you know it was an offer.
Angel.
Yes, good morning.
Now you're for it, Angel?
I'm for watching. Yes, I'm for watching.
Have you tried it yet?
I have not.
Why? So how you know you would be for it?
Because I like, you know, something different, you know, a little something change in the bedroom.
So you would watch your man have sex? Oh, you know, you would let your man watch you have sex with another man?
No, I watch.
You
want to
watch him?
Yes, I watch.
Wow. You want to watch him pound out a girl?
Well, that sounds fair.
Yeah, I'm not going to let nobody do me because I've never been with another man
your whole
ever
life.
Since I was married. Just because I was a virgin, met him, married him, and that's the only man.
Wow, you are a true gift from God.
I could never do it, and I'm almost 54, so it would be difficult for me to ever do it with someone else.
Every day of my life, I look for signs that God is real, and this is just yet another sign that God is so
real. Was he a virgin as well?
God bless you.
We lost his... Hello, who's this?
Hello, this is Lavelle from Connecticut.
Hey, Lavelle. Now, would you let your man smash another woman in your watch?
No.
Why not?
I have a story. Well, my ex, he wanted me to sleep with other guys.
Yeah, it's a very popular thing. It's usually men want to watch their woman sleep with another man.
Really? Did you do it?
Mm-hmm. I wasn't comfortable. It was just weird. Like, your boyfriend telling you to cheat on, like, you giving permission to cheat.
That's all it is supervised cheating.
But did you do it?
I never got a chance to. Like, the way he wanted it to go down, he wanted me to, like, leave. Like, after I slept with the guy, he wanted me to come to him, and he would go down on me right after. Like, he didn't want me to shower.
Oh, so he wanted to taste another man.
Oh. I'm going to tell you the truth. I'm going to tell you what it is, baby. He gay, but he's just scared to do it. That's all it is. That's all it is. He want that secondhand penis.
Okay, right. Thank
it's
you,
like
mama.
It's like secondhand smoke.
Thank you.
Yeah, right. My goodness. 800-585-1051. We're talking cuckolding. Would you want to watch your significant other smash somebody
According
else?
According to CNN, it can be good for some couples.
Nah, F that. Call us up now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Good morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We're asking about cuckolding, all right? That's, would you want to watch your significant other smash somebody else? Does that turn you on? Well, let's go to the phone lines. Hello, who's this?
Marie.
Hey, Marie. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
We're good. Now, Marie, you do this all the time? You get smashed out by another man while your husband watches?
No. I'm in a polyamorous relationship, so me and my husband-to-be have a girlfriend that is in-house with us.
Oh,
so we do this
okay.
all the time.
So you watch him have sex with her all the time, and then he watches the two of you have sex with each other?
And then we all do it all at the same time.
All right. There you have
wow.
it.
Wow.
Why not? Like,
how did that work? How did y'all first have that initial conversation?
Well, because I am already bisexual and I believe in polyamory. But the thing is I don't believe that one man should just have two different wives. I believe that the wives should also be dating each other as well, because that's where everything goes wrong. Because if the two women aren't in a relationship with each other, they have to compete with each other. But if they're actually with each other as well, then there's no competing, because sometimes he's the one that out, so it would still work.
What if you decide you love her more than him?
Well, I do love him more than I love her, because I've been with him longer. We're about to get married in 6 months. But as me and her build our relationship and they build their relationship, it will be equal, because we all love each other from different aspects. I love her for the things that I can't get from him.
So you guys never get jealous of each other?
Why would I? I sleep with her the same way he sleeps with her. I can't get jealous of that.
This is amazing. God, hey, man, I ain't mad at you. I'm not. Why am I mad at you for how you do your thing? It's working, right?
Were your parents like this as well, or?
Well, my mother was bisexual. I grew up half of my life with having a mom and a stepmom, but I was born this way. Like, I can legit say that I've liked girls since I was a little girl, but I like men more. So I'll always choose men over women. But if I can have a husband and a girlfriend, why not? Men ain't the only one that can have their cake and eat it too.
You goddamn right. If I want a hamburger, you don't order no hamburger without getting some fries to go with it.
Exactly. I need a little shake to go with that too.
My cameraman said, do you have a sister?
I do not. I am the only girl.
She's the only girl, Steve.
Bye. You are one of one.
All right. Thank you, Mama.
Thank you.
I'm still stuck off the dude that went down on his girl right after she finished with another guy.
No, he
guy.
Wanted to. She never did it.
Oh, she didn't let him.
He wanted to. That was his fantasy.
Oh, my goodness. I'm about to say, stop, go, if you ain't got the heart to be gay, then relax.
All right, well, what's the moral of this story?
Whatever turns you on, if your partner's with it, go ahead.
I ain't watching no man have sex with my woman, man.
Even
I'm not
that
doing
anything.
Ain't no supervised cheating going on in my
but
world.
But it is something that happens. It's a popular thing.
Yeah, I'm not mad at nobody that does it, because I'm telling you, when we was at Hedonism 2, that was the thing. Like, that's the first time I even heard of it. It didn't have a name back then. It wasn't called cuckolding or nothing. But it was a lot of people offering us money to sleep with their wives and they could watch.
Nah,
I told you, it's popular. And if it's good for your relationship and you guys are both okay with it, go for it. If anybody's uncomfortable, then no.
But let's say you do that and he smashes your woman, your fiance, your wife, and she starts squirting crazy and screaming and she don't do that with you?
Let's say
you
that.
You better ask him for some tips.
Nope.
Let's say you sleeping with another man's wife. And while you hitting it from the back, you feel a little tickle in your booty. And you turn around, and this man got his pinky out.
See? You go too far.
You know, I paid for this. Don't you tell me I went too far, all right?
You, we got rumors on the way?
Yeah, Yes, we're going to talk about the Migos. They have a new album out, Culture 2, and we'll tell you some of the songs and features that you can expect on that because it just came out.
All right, we'll get into all that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club for more. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, let's get to those rumors. Let's talk Wendy Williams.
This is The Rumor Report with Angela Yee. Rumor has it.
Well, Wendy Williams, she says that she is sick of the Me Too movement. She had a lot of different things to say, and here is Wendy on her show.
I'm sick of this Me Too movement. You know, I love that people are speaking up for the first time and coming out and everything, but I look at all men like you're a Me Too. All of them, which is not fair.
What?
That sounds
crazy. I don't think she thought that one all the way through.
See how quiet it got?
First of all, if you're a woman,
sick of the Me Too movement.
Why as a woman would you be sick of the Me Too movement? The Me Too movement is a cultural revolution that's going to make things for women better in the future. So why would you be sick of
it? It's a great time for women to be able to come out and speak their truth. It's been really hard for women for decades, for even longer than that,
crazy.
To feel like they have a safe space where they can express themselves just for reasons like that.
That's just not a smart thing to say, because when you say things like that, people be like, oh, really?
Let's
you sick
backwards.
Of the Me Too movement? Well, that's when it comes knocking at your door.
Yeah, I think that's horrible. That's very irresponsible to say something so crazy like that. I'm sick of the Me
that
Too
movement. That sounds so when crazy.
And then you watch the Nassar, who's going to jail for 175 years, and what he did to over 150 young women.
It's because
women.
Of the Me Too movement that probably gave
and
those,
finally,
those women
one,
the courage to speak out.
One person was able to speak out, and then over 150 came and spoke out at the trial.
Hey, man, you better be very careful, Wendy. You come knocking at your door.
That sounded crazy.
I'm telling you.
That sounded crazy.
All right, she also talked
people
about R.
Fingers.
Kelly and the young 14 and 15-year-old girls that he had relationships with.
There's a grassroots movement to remove R. Kelly from the music industry forever. Hashtag mute R. Kelly. It's not going to work. Black people aren't really good at protesting. Not since the King March, and, you know, the Me Too movement hasn't affected R. Kelly. Because R. Kelly, he wasn't a Me Too. Aaliyah voluntarily married him when she was 15 years old. And her parents voluntarily let her do it. And that little girl that I saw for my own eyeballs that he urinated on and had his way with was there at his house. She let it go down.
That don't make it right. She's not. Why y'all ain't tell me that earlier? So I can give her a donkey today. She's not old enough to make proper decisions. You can't.
I just heard that.
As an adult, you should know better than to have sex or marry or urinate on a 14, 15, 16-year-old girl.
She is right that the Me Too movement has not affected R. Kelly. And I keep saying over and over, one day that R. Kelly tape going to make it
rounds on
social media.
Well, they're working on that
media.
Now. Mute R. Kelly. That's the campaign.
No, they need to make that tape go viral, but it can't because it's child porn.
It's child porn. You're not even supposed to watch
but
it.
But I don't think people have seen it, because people always say to me, like, why you always be on R. Kelly so hard, but not everybody else? It's like, because I saw the tape.
Yeah.
I saw the tape. We all saw the tape.
Right. Yeah. So, anyway, that was Wendy Williams.
And she's wildin'.
All right. Migos put out their new album, Culture 2, last night, this morning.
Mm-hmm,
I only heard three songs because I had to drive to work and listen to it while I was on my way in, and it's only a 15-minute drive for me. But there's 24 songs on there. And, actually, Quavo produced a lot of this, so that should be interesting for you guys to hear. Now, we have some snippets for you in case you haven't had a chance to hear it either. Here is Amigos, and this is the song Culture National Anthem.
Believe me when I say we create our own sound. I know you see it now, what they be screaming about. Say they want the culture.
All right, that was the outro for the album. Now, they have a lot of heavy hitters as far as features on here. I mean, Drake is back on the Migos.
I heard the Drake record.
Since, 2013?
Drake's, he salutes Vashti on that record. He says Vashti's name.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right, well, we actually have a snippet.
He posted a picture with her, too.
A snippet with Drake Migos, Walk It, Talk It.
Say that we been beefing, dog, but you on your own. First night, she gon' let me go, cause we grown. I hit her, gave her back to the city, she home.
She at home now.
That was that, so I can't be beefing with no whack. Nigga, ain't got no backbone. Heard you living in a mansion and all your raps, though. But your shit look like the trap on his Google Maps, though. We been brothers since Versace Bando. Name ringing like Amigo trap phone.
Everybody in here bobbing their head. Okay. Mm-hmm. And 21 Savage is on there as well. Here's a snippet of 21 Savage, Bad Bitches Only.
Hit her for a minute, then I passed her to the homie. Go. I don't want to see you when I wake up in the morning. Bad bitches only. Woo. Bad bitches only.
Yo, 38 carrots in my brush. Carrots. Put on Molly, she off me brazen.
Molly, woo.
We in the field with sticks like this arcade. Flip it the game and you looking gon' meet your maker.
I heard all those this morning.
I heard like seven.
I like Knuckles. Knuckles is a tough tune.
Yeah, that's in
tune.
The beginning. I heard Knuckles that while dope. I was driving in. All right, so that is out right now. And don't forget that Lil Yachty is going to be doing a joint album, mixtape, whatever, with Takeoff also.
Okay.
And, you know, last but not least, I want to make sure you guys check out Billboard. Paul Rosenberg and Eminem actually did the cover story, and they talk about Revival, but Paul Rosenberg also being over at Def Jam and how that went down. But this year, I think, is a 20-year anniversary of when they first started working together.
Mm-hmm.
Eminem and Paul Rosenberg, 20 years later, still partners in Shady.
That's good. That means that nobody robbed each other.
Exactly.
Everybody's happy.
Yeah, so congratulations to them. And check it out. It's a great, great, great article.
Okay.
All right, I'm Angela Yee, and that's your Rumor Report.
All right, shout out to Revolt. We'll see you guys on Monday. Everybody else, the People's Choice mixes up next. Let me know what you want to hear. You know we throw it back on a Friday, so let's get your Friday going. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.